Good morning. I call this meeting to order. We're meeting today in a special meeting to amend university policies that allow university to apply for ongoing and special licenses to sell alcohol for athletic and other events, to allow the university adequate planning time to prepare and also work with the State of Michigan Liquor Control Commission. We're having this meeting ahead of our next regularly scheduled meeting in September. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
I move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? The agenda is approved. I now call upon Board Secretary Stefan Fletcher to invite public participation on items germane to the agenda.
Thank you very much, Interim President Woodruff. We'll now proceed to the public participation on items germane to the agenda portion of our special meeting. Each individual who has signed up to speak will have 3 minutes to address the board. Your time will end when the virtual buzzer, as it were, sounds. So we will now hear from Jared Rapp, who is our only listed public commenter for this portion of the meeting. Jared, good morning, and I hope you're well.
Good morning. I'd like to thank the Board of Trustees for allowing me to speak today. can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, great. So first of all, I just wanted to say, at the Traverse City Whiskey Company, there are three partners that started the company: myself, Chris Fredrickson, and Moti Goldring. MSU is a really special place for our company. All three of us met at MSU. We all graduated from MSU. That was quite a long time ago, but those were some of the best days of our lives. I'm here today because not only did we go to MSU for undergrad and in grad school in some cases, we also attended distilling workshops that were put together by Christopher Berglund and participated in the distilling program at MSU, which at the time, and perhaps still today, but at the time was the only university that offered a program of its kind that taught people how to distill spirits. Chris, we miss him. He's passed away, but he was a phenomenal professor and he taught us everything that we know. Pretty much everything that we know about how to make whiskey and how to run our business. So it does hold a very special place in our hearts and also in the history of our company. I'm here today because I just want to say that I support this resolution on behalf of my company, our 48 employees. We think that this is a great thing. We think that the rationale behind it is sound. We look forward to partnering with MSU in any way that we can on this project. As MSU seeks to obtain licensing, we'd love to work with MSU to make sure that our products and services can support the university and participate here. And you know, we think that it's a phenomenal opportunity to extend MSU's commitment to working with local and also sustainable companies. Our new distillery that we're building is going to be fully sustainable in the Leuna Peninsula, and we'd like to look at ways to further enhance this partnership over time. But we think this is a great opportunity, and I know I don't have a whole lot of time, so there's not much that I can say, but just thank you very much. And if you have any questions, feel free to let me know, but thank you.
Jared, thank you very much. Have an enjoyable rest of your day. Interim President Woodruff, that concludes this morning's public participation on items germane to the agenda.
Thank you, Secretary Fletcher. I now call upon Trustee Dano to present the resolution.
Thank you. excuse me. So as chair of the Trustee Academic Affairs Committee, I move that the Michigan State University Board of Trustees amends University Ordinance 21.00, Alcoholic Beverages, as shown in Exhibit A, hereto attached. Be it further resolved, the Board of Trustees authorizes the administration to submit to the Michigan Liquor Control Commission Class C or Tavern license applications for the following locations. Spartan Stadium, 325 West Shaw Lane in East Lansing, Michigan, 48824. Breslin Student Events Center, 534 Birch Road, East Lansing, Michigan, 48824. Munt Ice Arena, 509 Birch Road, East Lansing, Michigan, 48824. Old College Field, the Martin Soccer Stadium, Sekia Stadium, McLean Baseball Stadium, 261 Kalamazoo Street, East Lansing, Michigan, 48824. Be it further resolved, the Board of Trustees authorizes the administration to apply for other attendant permits or licenses as may be necessary to facilitate the sale of alcohol at the location specified above. Be it further resolved, the Board of Trustees authorizes the administration to apply to the Michigan Liquor Control Commission for special licenses as may be necessary to permit alcohol sales at Spartan Stadium on the following dates: September 16th, September 23rd, October 21st, November 4th, all in the year of 2023. Be it finally resolved, the Board of Trustees authorizes the administration to apply for other special licenses as may be necessary to sell alcohol in support of events and activities that occur on lands governed or controlled by the Board as permitted under Ordinance 21.00 and guidelines issued by the Secretary and Chief of Staff to the Board of Trustees. This authorization shall apply prospectively unless otherwise amended or revoked by the Board of Trustees.
Thank you, Trustee Denno. Is there support?
Support.
Support.
Is there any discussion? Okay, I'd like to call for the vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye. Aye.
Trustee Pierce, was that an aye in support of the resolution?
Yes.
Any abstentions? The ordinance is voted as amended. I will now call upon Board Secretary Stephan Fletcher to invite public participation on items not germane to the agenda.
And I'm sorry, I was supposed to say that VP Gore, VP Haller, and VP Lynch are available to discuss, and I'm sorry I missed that part. I apologize.
Very good. VP Gore, Haller, or Lynch, do you have any comments?
Yes, this authorization will allow for us to apply for the permanent license and also the four special license for football games. Our team will be providing protocols to ensure that all of our guests are and the service is done safely and efficiently. And we will start sales 60 minutes before the game and then end 10 minutes into the third quarter.
Thank you, VP Gore. Football. VP Lynch?
Thank you. MSU Police and Public Safety continues to keep the safety of our Spartan community as its top priority. Data from police and public safety departments from peer institutions within the Big Ten shows that there was not an increase in alcohol-related incidents when allowing guests to purchase alcohol during athletic events. Also, stadium staff and officers will ensure alcohol is moved safely throughout the venue, especially during high volume times. And MSU Police and Public Safety has a robust safety and security plan in place for all athletic events, including football. And we will continue to implement this to keep our community safe. Thank you.
Thank you. VP Haller.
Thank you. Fans have expressed a desire to be able to purchase and consume alcohol responsibly at Michigan State athletic events. Alcohol is currently already sold at Spartan Stadium in the MSU FCU Club and Suites area. Selling alcohol will allow many of our fans that travel to our Big Ten peer institutions to enjoy the same amenities that they enjoy there in Spartan Stadium. 9 of the 14 Big Ten schools currently sell alcohol in their stadiums. Of the 5 that do not, 2 sell at basketball, and Wisconsin has just announced plans to sell at basketball and hockey in the near future. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Presidents Gore, Lynch, and Haller, for your work on this matter. I now call upon Board Secretary Stephan Fletcher to invite public participation on items not germane to the agenda.
Interim President Woodruff, there are no public commenters signed up for this portion of our meeting today.
Very good. Thank you, Secretary Fletcher. I now call upon Chairperson Rima Vassar to present the chairperson's report and trustee comments.
Good morning. On behalf of the board, we extend our heartfelt gratitude to all the teams that brought about this important ordinance update. Specific appreciation goes to Vice President and Chief Safety Officer Marlon Lynch and his team, Vinnie Gore's team in Student Life and Engagement, Alan Haller's team in Athletics, Kathy Wilbur and her team in Government Relations. Their collective efforts and collaboration have been instrumental to this progress and to seeing this to fruition and the ability to consider today's actions. Thank you too to all of the MSU staff who will be implementing this new measure. We're counting on you. Your contributions are so essential and we value all involved for their dedication and steadfast efforts.
Thank you, Chair Person Vassar. We'll now move through trustee comments. Vice Chair Kelly.
No comments, thank you.
Trustee Byram.
My only comment is I'm looking forward to the start of fall semester and students returning to campus.
Thank you very much, Trustee Byram. Trustee Denham.
No comment, thank you very much.
Trustee Kanaki Jefferson.
No comments, thank you.
Trustee Pierce.
No comments, thank you.
Trustee Tebe.
Just to everyone enjoy the rest of the summer. No comment.
And Trustee Scott.
I have no comments, thank you.
That concludes the trustee comments portion of our meeting.
Thank you, Secretary Fletcher. Is there a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? The meeting is adjourned. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.